Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score! This hour brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
What is the ceiling of the 7-3 first place Chicago Bears?
Now, we got to start with you, Marshall, because
okay.
Your face said everything. And the laugh now says more.
Okay. Here's the ceiling. And I think this is where I want to be very clear off the top what a ceiling is.
The roof!
Because ceiling means what they are capable of. This team was capable, depending on what happens between now and the end of the season, of going to the Super Bowl. That's the capability. That's the ceiling. Going to the Super Bowl. That is what this team is capable of. You know why? They're 7-3. They have a game next week with the Eagles. I'm not assuming a win this week, but I'm saying if they do win this week, if they can find a way to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who have played a lot of close games, by the way, this season, then they would hold the tiebreaker over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles!
For the one seed.
This is...
And if you get the one seed, you get a bye. And if you get a bye...
This playoff graphic has really gotten to our heads.
Yes!
Not only has it gotten to our heads, but then the Bears moved up on it, and now we're just like, whoa, we're
color.
Drunk on power.
They went
from
the 6th seed in your color graphic to the 3 seed in 1 week. That's what happened. And now they can move up even further if they get a win the next 2 weeks.
When I saw... Okay, let's just confess here.
Go ahead.
I saw that graphic.
Confessions.
And I was like, the Bears are the 3? No. I need glasses. I'm getting older. And then I was like, no, yours are, I think I've tried them and I'm scared.
I don't know how
you
to buy glasses
that
yet. That's why. Like, I might not need this strength. I don't know how to buy readers yet. I don't know how to
you
do
You don't
it.
Need that. No one needs that strength.
Oh, have
Mr.
You tried
Magoo
these
is the only guy
Pass
that needs
over.
That strength.
Pass
here
him
you
over.
Go. Here you go.
Don't throw, no, not.
Ah, you break. Dropped him. Jesus.
Come on, Marshall.
Come on. You got to make that play.
They're glasses.
You
got to
make that play. Are they that strong?
I think I can read stuff from like miles away now.
See?
Okay, so point being, I had to look twice. And I was like, Bears 3? What? And I'm like, hey, they're in that top part of the graphic. And I was like, oh yeah, it's because they're leading the NFC North. And then just like brain just kind of like didn't function for a minute. I just like... Yeah, it's like the spiral thing in your head in the middle. And I just was like, oh, this is a new world where I'm looking at the Bears in an upper echelon part of the graphic on the playoffs and the top
of the
division.
So what's the ceiling,
Layla? I said, like a jerk, at the beginning of the year, I was like, well, if you're in the fourth season of somebody's regime, then you should be a 10-win team. So I kind of think that I'm still at that point where I feel like, yeah, the ceiling is however far you get into the playoffs when you make the playoffs. And we know that the end result is the Super Bowl. But at the same time, I'm like, man, this is a 10-win team. I said it again.
That's your ceiling.
I wavered. No, it's just that's what I feel like they are. So then once you get, I don't know. Like, okay, Commanders went to the NFC Championship game. Okay, there you go.
Okay, so your ceiling is the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Yours is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
My ceiling right now is the Bears making the playoffs. I'm not ready to say the Bears are a team that is capable of winning a playoff game. In fact, I don't think that they are. That's the part that I can say. I could tell you the Bears are winners and that they're 7-3 and that they're in first place and they've earned our respect. But the ceiling is making the playoffs, period. They have not done enough in these games to make me feel comfortable in thinking that they're capable of winning a playoff game against a playoff team.
That's fair, because they haven't been a team with a winning
they
record.
Have not.
They've only had
they have
one
not.
Shot, by the way.
Right, and there are wins you would not have gotten this year against teams that, like the Eagles, like the Packers, like a lot of teams that are over 500.
So your answer could change by this time next week.
Of course it could change.
That's all I wanted to hear.
And I think for me, I was just like, okay, so what's the expectation? What's a likely outcome? See, and then the ceiling.
I think that his answer was about expectation, not ceiling.
It's
that's
not even
the,
that.
The
no, no, but that's what I feel.
But you have to go through that process.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, honestly,
you have
I said,
to build the house to put the ceiling on and then the roof.
I said it yesterday as we all tried to define this team. They're winners. Are they a team that is capable of winning a playoff game yet? No. That's where I am.
No, as opposed to I don't know. But I hear you.
Number two.
I hate this question with everything in me. Would you rather have Detroit's play caller and offensive personnel or Chicago's play caller and their offensive personnel?
I would rather.
Dumbass question.
I would. No, it's not. It's hilarious. The Detroit offensive personnel is pretty great. Jared Goff is an established talent in the league, as we know. He is one of few who can make it to 70% completion rate. Let's check old Jared Goff's yards right now. He falls into the old category because he's older.
Definitely.
You know, everybody's either just a baby or they're old. So Jared Goff definitely in that old category. Let's just take a nice little look at the stats that Jared 2,490 yards for Jared Goff. 21 touchdowns. That's tied for second. Only 4 interceptions, but that's still more than he typically has. So his quarterback rating right now for the 2025 season is 110.8. Does this mean I don't like Caleb Williams? Does this mean that I think he doesn't have potential? No, I like Caleb Williams a lot. But I think I would still have to go with the players that the Detroit offense has, even if it means I know Dan Campbell is crazed on fourth downs and will take them all like a zombie in brains, even though he might not convert them. So I'm going to dance in this sports hypothetical and be a villain and say, at this moment in time, give me like the Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Penei Sewell at least, and Jared Goff to get the Dan Campbell, and I'll deal with that later.
Can I ask a question of Robbie? Hey, Robbie, how many times did the Detroit Lions go for it on fourth down against the Eagles?
A lot, and they didn't get any of it.
Okay, that's where the play conference... That's where the...
Do you know who they were facing, though? The Eagles.
Yeah, Bears will see them next week.
The Eagles.
I guarantee you the Bears will score more than 9 points next week.
In Philly, they refer to them as Birds.
Yes. Go Birds. That's
There's
the thing
a little bit
do.
Of an accent
so,
there.
So, Marshall, you are going to pick the Bears in this scenario?
Yes, because of the
You're
play caller.
You're a fool. You're
because
a fool.
The, because
You're
of the
foolish.
Play caller. Because of the play B-O-E caller.
Bent over everything.
Who's on the field? The players. Here, I have a list of all of the things that the Bears are better than the Lions offensively. Play caller. Center. Guards. Everybody else, the Lions is better than the Bears.
Can we just say,
I would rather have that.
Can we just say, can I just ask you a question? Another question. Who's got a better offensive line, the Bears or the Lions?
At the moment, but I would say the best player is on the Lions. I would say the two tackles that the Lions have is better than what the Bears have right now.
The most important thing for Ben Johnson right now is that offensive line. And as long as he's got that, he can work around everything else. And develop everything else, a.k.a. the quarterback. So, yeah, it's the Bears.
I'm not ready to give up on Ben Johnson so soon.
This
so.
Isn't giving up. This
know.
Is just like where they are currently right now.
This is foolish.
It's my own little spin.
Hit him, Grody. This offends your sensibility.
D-O-E, baby.
Like, Robbie's offended by
but
this.
The Lions are just so much more talented and have lost to better teams.
But
that's
guess
the,
what?
The thing. They're not
ben,
a bad
they
team.
Are, they are not where they are, the Lions, without the tutelage and what he left in their heads and in their bodies. bodies when he was with the Detroit Lions. So Ben Johnson, I'll take the development work that Ben Johnson has had so far this year, the way he has developed the running backs room because they needed some tightening up, the way he's developed Luther Burden, the what he's got going on with Roma Dunze, how he's all of a sudden scheming up Colston Loveland. These guys aren't far from the talent that Detroit has in the first place because of the development of Ben Johnson.
Also, can I just confess to this? Like, I probably would do the same thing that Dan Campbell does. Like, I'd just be like, nah, let's go for it. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
I'll deal with the problem later.
You saw Ben Johnson, by the way, Sunday be as conservative as he has been as a play caller, and they got the dub. I trust the guy who can get me dubs.
Is it just me, or is Robbie has a very New York attitude? I don't know what it is. It's very elite, very Big
Mark!
Apple. Yeah, I'm just
Mark!
Saying. I'm just saying.
Number three.
Did the Bears make a mistake not keeping Jake Moody? Do you trust Cairo Santos?
It was a mistake to have two kickers on the roster. Like, roster positions, even when it's a practice squad player, That is gold. That is mana, especially when you know that you have like two dudes available in the secondary. So for me, I think this had to be done because, frankly, it was a luxury that the Bears couldn't afford it right now roster wise. There were too many spots that they need to fill with other people.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that they couldn't afford it right now, but we know they're not going to be able to afford it in the future because they got guys coming back.
Bingo.
So this works. It worked well for the Bears. Jake Moody, very seasonable,
mm-hmm.
and his season was great as a Bear. Better than it was as a 49er, and hopefully better than it will be as a Commander. Although I wish Jake Moody the best.
No, I'm laughing because A47 texted in, I want Ruben Hippolyte to become the next Corey Wooten.
Hipsy.
Oh, okay. That's a thing that could happen. But yeah, no, I think this is fine. Cairo Santos is your guy. I get it. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Moody served a purpose, and he won them a game.
I'm going to miss Jake Moody following Cairo Santos around in the locker room and the threat of Moody being like, he's still there. He's still hanging out here.
Moody was an intimidation piece.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, little Jake Moody walking around.
Jake the Enforcer Moody.
So no, it's they knew that this was a real possibility. I mean, the kickers go down, kickers struggle, the Bears have an extra one on their roster, and he's kicked in real games this year. So no, the Bears are doing the right thing. Cairo Santos is all good, and if he has a game where he goes 0-for-3 or misses some bad kicks, then they'll bring in another kicker, and they'll be fine. And he'll follow Cairo around.
They might not be fine, actually. That's kind of the point here.
Because it's getting late.
I mean, just, you know.
Yeah.
You need a guy who you know can kick a game-winning field goal.
Honestly, like, I'm not ready to discard Cairo Santos. Just not.
That's fair. That's fair. I was last year, so I'm in the zone now.
But you've been without Cairo forever.
I just think the standard has changed when it comes to the length of field goals that we expect kickers, especially with the new K-ball, to have in the NFL.
That is true. You're right. Like, the 48-yarder should be an absolute automatic.
Inside?
And it didn't feel like it.
Yes, precisely.
That's why you got to throw the ball instead of just running and handing it up to DeAndre Swift the whole time.
Oddly enough, I'm still running the ball, but that just makes me understand I'm really not Dan Campbell. But
number
I want to be, kind of.
You love Dan Campbell.
He's goofball.
Fools,
so am I.
Both of you.
And yes,
somebody's
this is a rental situation. Whoever asked that in our text line, yeah, this is not a into perpetuity situation. This is like as it stands right now.
Number four.
Asked if you're angry at God right now.
How many times do you guys want them to play number four before you let them ask the question?
Number four.
Number four, why did Layla think the Bulls would lose to the Nuggets but beat the Jazz? Layla, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm so mad at myself. I just didn't think they were going to beat the Nuggets with Jokic and Murray. And I was like, Aaron Gordon's pretty great. So I'm like, they're not beating the Nuggets at full strength in Denver. No, second night of a back-to-back. No Kobe White. Nah. But Utah should be no problem. And then Larry Markkanen came in and scored 47.
Yeah, he did.
It's not even real. That's another stat that I have to like triple check.
150 points out of those Jazz.
I'm confessing, and I'm mad at myself. I picked the wrong Western Conference team, and this is a big win for the Bulls to beat the Nuggets like that. I said this earlier, this is not the win for March. You know, this is a totally different thing. So congrats, Bulls.
Shout out for the Bulls getting yet another signature win. They have several of them, by the way. They beat the Pistons and gave them one of their only two losses, as the Pistons are 12-2.
What happened the next time, though?
They lost, but that's fine.
Would you rather have the Pistons players and the Bulls players and their personnel?
There you go. I'd rather have Cade Cunningham, but that's about it. Okay. looking at the Nuggets and the fact that they have three losses on the season, the Bulls gave them a third of their losses. That's pretty good. The reason you did it is because you looked at the numbers and you were like, I don't think that the Utah Jazz are very good, and Kobe White's coming back. That should be enough energy for the... You just didn't know the game was going to go two overtimes. That's the issue here.
I thought that Ball didn't lie, but then I lied to Ball.
That's fair. Grody?
To answer the question, I can't get in Layla's head. I can't tell you why...
Who can?
Layla.
Not even me.
Yeah, I can't... You know, I just wish that she and you, maybe a lesser degree, would have listened to me, because one of the things I said yesterday was, remember that Detroit game where the Pistons had no players, they had their backups in, and the Bulls assumed that they would just go in there and take out the Pistons for the second time this year. And what happened? They lost the game because it was Detroit that was overcompensating. We should have known that the Bulls would have overcompensated yesterday and won the game. We should have known that Javon Carter would have been bouncing all around like PCA. I don't care if you don't like the analogy.
No, Javon Carter is also known to like set up a three perfectly and just miss it, like not even hit the rim.
And but then get the rebound and then make it. Vucevic, Dasum Herder.
Kevin Herter had a great game.
He had a big three, big 20 points in the game. Who else? Dale and Terry hit a three. There it is. So that's the best I can answer it. That's the best.
Javon Carter shooting 59% for three this season.
Watching. Damn.
Just wanted to lay on that.
Just pop a shot. That's who he is.
Number five.
.570 The Score. Reports say Ole Miss gave Lane Kiffin an ultimatum to decide if he's leaving the program for Florida or LSU before the Egg Bowl. On November 28th, this is what Kiffin told the Pat McAfee show today. Okay.
And?
Well, he denied it. He denied the existence of the ultimatum. So here's the question. Do you question the existence of the Ole Miss ultimatum? Because Lane Kiffin is saying it ain't a thing.
This is the most Lane Kiffin arc of plot, is it not? Like, we see the graphic yesterday, it's like, ultimatum. And then Ole Miss, who basically has no... They're the lesser of the power here because Lane has all the leverage. It's like, oh, yeah? You want to go to LSU or Florida? Well, then you got to do it before the Egg Bowl, a.k.a. when we play Marshall Harris's alum, you know, Mississippi State. Alma mater. That was the word I was looking for. So I know the Egg Bowl is a very passionate rivalry. And I know that at one point, didn't it have to be paused because of violence, like way back when?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Egg Bowl is a big deal. It's a privilege. You
even
don't always get the Egg
Bowl. Even though it's
called
the Egg Bowl.
Don't worry about that part. Yeah. Who doesn't like eggs? Marshall, actually.
Yep.
So anyway, Ole Miss is like, hey, you better tell us now. First of all, when in the history of interpersonal relationships have ultimatums work?
Like, exactly.
When does that ever work?
Only when we're completing our work assignments that we get sent.
And then Ole Miss is like, I'm concerned about the population replacement rate. No, I'm kidding. That was the reference to halftime.
Man, you are on that.
So, because it's ridiculous. It's very, very coded language. So going back to this, I think it's hilarious that then Lane's like, there's no ultimatum. Lane is going to leave. But he's going to do it when he wants to, because everybody and their dog wants him to coach. Lane is going to make some ridiculous salary because he's the highest, most in-demand coach right now. Ole Miss, he may be leaving before the Egg Bowl, and then what are you going to do against Mississippi State? Marshall Harris, the school is going to run y'all down.
He's definitely not going to leave with a national championship title opportunity still on the table. He'll coach through that. But I will say this. As a man who's never said, may I meet you, I can tell you, never has a woman saying to me, you can either defecate or get off the pot. Oh. Never has that worked on me. And it just never has.
It's so violent every
time.
Violent.
It's harsh.
So those relationships all ended. This relationship will inevitably end too if this is the truth of what's happening right now. And I say, that's a terrible job by you, Mississippi, that school up north.
What if a beautiful woman said to you, may I meet you? Would you laugh and be like, you're ridiculous? And where did you learn your manners?
I'd be like, oh, you listen to the show?
Plot twist.
Yeah. Where else is she going
to
learn that?
This makes me think this has happened to Marshall. I'm telling you, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
He likes to be like, oh, I don't go out anymore. I don't meet anybody.
I haven't had a date forever.
Clay, Russ, and I are all looking at him with the same
back
side
in the
eye.
Day, I was a bit problematic. Now I am just an old man happy to be a curmudgeon in my house.
So when you say you were problematic, you were a player? Play?
I wasn't a player. I was available.
Okay.
I was available.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Like Lane Kiffin to all the other schools?
Certified pre-owned.
Wow.
Definitely certified pre-owned. Oh.
All right. We are horribly late to break. I'm very sorry. It's probably my fault for
Big bowl.
Talking about Lane Kiffin. We've got to get into this.
More like Lame Kiffin.
No. He's the lame situation.
Yeah.
The Bears haven't had a win where you're saying to yourself, that's the one. So let's figure out when on the schedule we think it's going to happen. That's next here at Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I don't think as a team we've developed that killer instinct just yet. You know what I mean? Like, too many opportunities in that second half where we could have either gone up by 2 touchdowns, and I think at that point the game probably would have been over, but you give a really talented team like that, you know, the opportunity to, you know, continue to just keep chopping wood, and they did it, you know what I mean? But obviously, as a team, and we talked about finishing for 60 minutes, and we was able to do that, so very happy that we got the win.
That's right, Kevin Byard. Top-notch teams get the most, not the lesser. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and the Bears' win over the Vikings was significant. At the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage, with special guest Matt Forte. Matt Forte is also hosting a signing for his book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. So that should be a lot of fun. And in the meantime, did we think that that was the signature win of the Bears season so far, or is it yet to come?
Well, you hope it's yet to come, but certainly so far, yes, it's the first division win for Ben Johnson as a head coach. It's the first road division win for Ben Johnson as a head coach. It's him negating what happened in week one when he was a true rookie head coach going out there for the first time at Soldier Field. And to get a win against that Vikings team, which I was told was the Bears were better than by one Mark Grody. I think that's an important inflection point of data as we watch this team. But it can't be the most impressive win at the end of the season, because that means you have failed. Quite honestly, you failed if that's the biggest win you've had all season.
Yeah, I mean, I like using the word signature. Like a team that is legitimate somewhere along the line has to have that victory. And they've had many signature moments in the fourth quarter, for sure, that you stamp and you say, okay, that's real, and we've all formed opinions about that. But you need that, like, 2018 prime time against the Rams in the cold, and they beat them, and that felt like signature. We talked about it with Pat Manley in 2001, the back-to-back walk-offs by Mike Brown. Those were signature wins. It hasn't come yet, and I do think that it goes hand in hand. There's a correlation with having a signature win and being a winning team. So it could happen. Like, it's going to be hype at Soldier Field this Sunday. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I think a different atmosphere than it has been, where here you are, you're in first place. Here comes a winning franchise in the Pittsburgh Steelers, two games over 500. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. In other words, there's every opportunity
potentially
to have a potential signature win this Sunday against the Steelers.
Dare I say playoff atmosphere at Soldier Field Sunday?
You may say that. Absolutely.
When you look at the schedule, the Steelers game, of course, is next. Then there is that all-important Black Friday game at Philly. If they win, pandemonium.
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 And by then, who knows what I'll be saying. Like, if they win at Philadelphia.
But if they don't, say it's the Packers game in Green Bay. Say it's the Packers game at home. 49ers or Lions, I think that's enough to say that constitutes a signature win.
I think it's interesting because I'm going to relate through college football, where we have these mega conferences now.
Yeah.
Bowl. And in the SEC, you don't know who's really good, and you can only compare it to who they've beaten, which is really just a bunch of each other. When you look at the NFC North and you start talking about what are these teams' signature wins, what do you think the Detroit Lions' signature win is?
The Bears?
No. They beat Tampa Bay.
52-21 against Ben Johnson.
Yeah, because you could say it was that because of the 52 points.
It's that.
Well, no. I think when they beat the Buccaneers, who lead their division 24-9, that's a 15-point win against another team that's got the 6-plus wins.
It's a really good team.
It's a really good team. Yeah. But that's their best win. Their other wins are against the Bears, the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Commanders without Jaden Daniels.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, because they lost to the Chiefs. That would have been one of those.
And to take it one step further, when you look at the Packers and you're like, well, what's their signature win? You got to go back really to week one when they beat the Lions in week one. And then after that, they beat the Commanders, who did have Jaden Daniels at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Steelers, and the Giants. So it's not like there's a bunch of team with a bunch of signature wins out here. It's just they've beaten who's on the schedule, and they lost to the Browns, the Packers. They lost to the Panthers.
Psycho.
Obviously, they lost to the Eagles.
Yeah.
The signature thing is, first you got to see who was the class of the NFL right now, or maybe just the NFC. Who's the class of the NFC? Like
the Rams,
the Eagles. Rams, the Seahawks, the Eagles. Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah. Yep,
it's
no
Eagles.
Doubt.
It's Eagles probably number one, Eagles. And then I would say
just kind of like a tier though. Like,
yeah,
those three. Anybody you want to add to that tier?
Not right now. I mean, I still think that's probably the next one is probably coming out of the NFC West. You know, so that's. I mean, we said Rams and Seahawks. It could have been the Buccaneers. You know, I think we're still waiting to kind of see them.
So
a lot of people predicted like an MVP type season for Baker Mayfield, for example.
So the Buccaneers and the Lions, they'd be on the same tier then?
Yeah, perhaps.
That's the next tier down? And then you've got teams like the Panthers, the Bears. It's really curious because it's all relative, and that's why I'm not mad at a 7-3 team that has no wins over a team with a winning record, because at the end of the day, there is no selection show at the end of the season. You get enough wins, you get into the dance.
Well, that's it. And like we talked about the other day, sometimes somebody has to win the division. That's not the case in the NFC North, but we've seen that happen before, too.
Did the Bears have more signature wins last year than this year because they beat Green Bay?
And the Rams. And the Rams. And they beat the,
you always okay, remind stop, me of that, stop, and you're right.
Stop.
The Rams beat the Rams last year.
The Rams didn't have receivers. Like, but let's remember. Let's remember what happened.
What you got for the Green Bay game there, tough guy?
They weren't trying that hard.
The Packers?
Yeah. You remember?
Probably right.
Yeah. So
there's a very logical explanation, like a logical argument for they should have lost to have better draft position, the Bears.
I'll take the win.
I agree with that.
But
see, that's why we do the hypotheticals.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd also take the loss against Aaron Rodgers as long as he gets beat up.
I didn't say that. I did not take either of those options.
If you're going to have to lose.
Because I'm a rebel that way.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So,
what's the win? What's the win you're looking for the Bears to get? I think it's
possible this could be it.
No. This what? Is just a win to keep you on the path to probably making the playoffs.
Wait, whoa. So if the Bears go to 8-3, you're just like, oh, well, the Bears are still on the path to going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
like,
and they still don't have a signature win. You know when the signature win comes?
Against a good franchise who's two games over .500 who carries Aaron Rodgers around with them.
The signature win comes against one of these teams I'm about to name.
Okay.
The other two teams in the division that they have not faced a second time.
Go Pack, go.
Or the Lions. Mm-hmm. Or the Niners, because you got to go to San Francisco. I don't mean to give you traumatic flashbacks to the last time they faced the Niners and George Kittle, but you remember what happened, correct?
Oh, my God.
They didn't cover him. You mean where they didn't cover him?
Kittle wasn't even healthy.
Or
that was a bad day for Eric Williams. Was that the defensive coordinator?
Alan Williams? No.
Eric Washington.
But
man.
Yeah, oh,
sorry
yeah,
about that,
Eric
Alan.
Washington. But also Matt Eberflus was still in charge of the defense.
And the platinum opportunity comes on Black Friday.
Okay.
It comes on Black. You win the game on Black Friday. Do you understand? Even if, let's say they lose Sunday. Let's say they lose to the Steelers. If they come back and go to Philadelphia and win that game, the conversation, the tone, the tenor of what we're talking about will be completely different, regardless if they lose to the Steelers.
I'm also laughing because the Bears finally executed a quarterback sneak successfully in this last game.
They did more than they executed. They destroyed that
crap. Yeah, that was great. And then I'm like, so are you guys now like, tush push, beat them at their own game.
I'm going to miss that.
They violated on that quarterback sneak.
I do see what you're saying, Marshall, because you're looking at the schedule. You're like, what would, if the Bears were to beat fill in the blank, which team would it be most amazing? Of course, Philadelphia. But what I am saying, and maybe not doing a great job of describing it, is I think that there are enough elements in play for this Sunday, depending on the result and how the win looks, if it is a win, to have a signature win. Like, if they go out and they beat Pittsburgh by 10+, if they make Aaron Rodgers look bad, again, to beat a team that's
with
over
a broken
wrist? If over 500. I'm talking about it's the way they do it. Every time Bears fans get together and they're expecting Bears wins, it doesn't usually happen. That's another part that I'll add in. Once a Bears season gets to a point where everybody's expecting something, and sometimes that's happened at the beginning of the season because of previous good seasons, like 2019, those are some of the biggest letdowns that 58,000 loyal fan base.
I don't think we're there yet, though, where people expect them to beat the Steelers.
No, they are.
I don't know, man.
You're crazy, man.
I think they think they can beat the Steelers.
This week, there is going to be entitlement and expectation from the 58,000 at Soldier
Field. This
Giants
with Jackson Dart back there. This is Mike Tomlin-led Pittsburgh Steelers.
But the Bears fans feel like, and justifiably.
So they're delusional.
The wins are racking up. They're in a different level in life right now, one where you're playing with the big boys, and it should be reasonable for a 6-3 team to beat a 6-4 team. Is it not? Shouldn't Bears fans kind of expect to win this game?
They should expect their team to be able to win. I don't think they should be like, yeah, that's a win.
But the excitement level, the anticipation level, the expectation level has all been raised. Like now, because and even by me, like where I have declared, I don't know what the Bears are, but they're winners. They're winning. This is get on board for this regular season.
Okay. I disagree, but I understand why you're so passionate about it, because that's what delusion does. It gets you all excited and foaming at the mouth and everything else.
Wow. Delusion to think that fans are going to Soldier Field expecting that it's a new level and they're acting accordingly. They're like, I'm in.
I expect it to be a game. I expected them to be able to win. I do not think this is the same as the New York Giants or some of these other teams that they've faced in recent weeks.
I'm just saying this has...
And those have been heart stoppers.
This has all the elements of being a signature win for the Bears and its fans, that matter.
It's not a signature win.
We'll see how it goes down.
Think about it. Most games are decided by one score in the NFL.
Yes.
And we know that the expectations have changed because of what they've put together.
If they win 37-17, honestly, like that, you won't look at that as a signature.
They were going to win in Minnesota.
Did I not think they were going to win in Minnesota? No. 28-26. I predicted they would win by 2 points, and they won by how many points again? Oh, thanks.
No, but seriously, if the Bears blow out the Steelers, you don't think that is a concoction for a signature win at this point in the season where everybody wants to believe? Everybody wants
I'd rather them lose to the Steelers in a tight game and beat the Eagles on the road in a tight game than blow out the Steelers.
Also, whoever texted this is correct.
Eagles.
If the Bears beat Philly in Philly, Ben Johnson gets coach of the year. I agree with that. 847.
Mm. He definitely gets back into the conversation because right now he's following Mike Vrabel.
Fine by
me. Yeah, and that's a separate discussion, too. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, there's a deadline today at 3 p.m. as to whether or not Shota Imanaga is going to be with the Cubs next season. So we examine that, plus other qualifying offers, and a move that was made over the weekend in free agency that I think was a very smart one. So we will discuss all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We obviously value Shota a ton. I think he's amazing for us as a pitcher, as a teammate, and I don't want to close that door completely by any stretch. But ultimately, we didn't think that the club option was the right value. Clearly, we made him a qualifying offer.
They did make him a qualifying offer of $22 million. That was Jed Hoyer. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that deadline to accept is in, I'd say, 2 hours and 12 minutes. It's at 3 o'clock, so the time is ticking for Shota Imanaga to accept his qualifying offer. That's the one that's probably the most likely to discuss, is if he's going to pitch for the Cubs, it will be at a higher salary for that year than it was if he had stayed for a couple more. So that is what we're waiting on. There are other qualifying offers extended. I don't think these are going to be accepted, guys. Kyle Schwarber, you think that one's getting accepted?
That would be a no. $22 million for 1 year?
What about Kyle Tucker?
No, just say the Kyles are out.
Yeah. Ranger Suarez.
Absolutely not.
Framber Valdez.
Come on. Do you even have one on there that you believe could happen?
Let's go through the list.
Is Shota the most likely?
Bo Bichette.
Not a chance.
Dylan Cease.
Sick. I don't think so.
Trent Grisham.
That's what I'm saying. Is Shota's the most likely to be accepted?
The other ones are Gleyber Torres. There's 13. Edwin Diaz with the Mets.
No.
Brandon Woodruff.
No.
Zach Gallen.
Absolutely not.
Shota, aforementioned. And Michael King, the starting pitcher with the Padres.
No. And apparently the Cubs are interested in both Michael King and Dylan Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a, this is a
list?
Or both?
This is pretty much a list where most teams are going to be interested in these guys.
Cease's name I've heard the most, but maybe that's just my ears just perk up when I hear Dylan Cease because of the familiarity. But that does seem to be.
Well, it's also the age. It's the, it's the profile. It's knowing that Cubs pitching lab could work well with Dylan Cease, knowing what his potential is when he's on.
Be a great story, too.
And who doesn't love a good homecoming?
Exactly. Great story.
Farmhand back again, but slightly more dollar button bills in his pocket.
And then we could open back up to who won the trade. Seriously.
Oh, of course. Of course. And which cars you would like to compare the individuals to.
Yeah.
Now that is a reference.
Thanks, White Sox, not sounding as good as it, or thanks, Cubs, I should say, not sounding as good as it once did. Thanks, Cubs!
And Jason Benetti was on the call of the game that was after us watching the conclusion of game after we were watching the
thanks,
game
Cubs!
On Sunday.
I heard them promote Jason Benetti. They got Jason Benetti and
Jason calling a game.
I would be shocked if Shota Imanaga is on the Cubs next season.
Same.
Are you in the same camp with me?
Absolutely.
Come aboard.
Yeah.
Come aboard.
No, I am.
I'll drive.
Why do you say that?
Because
I don't disagree, but I want
to
hear
I think there's
why.
More money out there for him to make than the $22 million that the Cubs. And I think, frankly, he's probably not upset that they opted out when they could have opted in to paying him for another couple of years. But I think he understands why. He remembers what happened in the playoffs last year.
Yes, right. So, I feel like the Cubs might be getting out at the right time, even if they're saying they love him and respect him and would want him back. I mean, he's been a very good Cub, but they might have just gotten the best possible version of him and they'll never see it again.
I love him and respect him. Yes.
I know you do.
The flip side is if they accept, he accepts Imanaga, and suddenly, where are you putting the starting pitcher that Jed wants to upgrade so badly when he talked about wanting to improve his team?
Right.
Where is that person going?
In the rotation you're talking about? Like where specifically,
like
if we go
through
it? Like
who are they replacing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you have Justin Steele coming back.
He's not going to be ready at the start of the season.
I know, but May, right? June. So let's not get carried away. Like,
so
he's not
Imanaga
be there.
Is there from jump along with Jameson Taillon.
Cade Horton.
Along with Cade Horton.
Boydsey.
Along with
Tyone.
Matthew Boyd.
Did you mention Tyone?
Yeah, I said Tyone. Yeah. So that's four guys right there. Okay. Colin Ray, again, is not going to be a starting pitcher.
You're paying $22 million for potentially your number four or five starter?
Hey, if that's what they want
on
to
the,
do.
On the Cubs?
I'm cool
the
with
Cubs
it.
If they pay him
that?
And they get Dylan Cease, though,
now
and you
cooking.
Understand you've got depth.
Bring me Valdez. Bring me Framber.
Valdez would be amazing.
Bring me Framber. That's the guy I want.
You know that I have maintained the Cubs also need to focus on the offense that Kyle Tucker will likely leave.
Yeah. Well,
like
where can you upgrade?
They can't replace that. And somebody went off the board over the weekend. Josh Naylor signed a 5-year contract to return to the Seattle Mariners. That was on Sunday. That was reported by Jeff Passan, locking him up through the 2030 season, including a full no-trade clause. And it's worth $92.5 million with no deferrals. So that's a 5-year deal, $92.5 million. The Cubs could have afforded that if they had wanted to.
Yeah, but where are you going to play him?
That's the issue. I mean,
you
have a collection of people not producing enough at the positions where you want them to produce more.
And he doesn't play that position where you need the production either.
Who but are we talking about here? Matt Shaw? We talk about third base. Who needs to be upgraded on the offense?
Theoretically, Josh Naylor would have played it at your first base or DH to provide the offense.
Okay, so you got Michael Bush is where you're getting obviously the most value, so that's where you're good.
But I illustrate the point of offense is affordable. If that's the case, because Naylor was an absolutely savvy pickup for them to be able to make that playoff run.
He's a scary player. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, are we messing with Ian Happ? Are we talking about, obviously, right field? Is Owen Casey going to be a factor on this team this year? Like, where are the potential in-house upgrades or eliminations?
Right field DH. That's where the upgrades are.
You're good at third base then.
I'm sorry, third base also.
Keep it going.
Those are the primary thing I'm looking at right now is right field.
Gotcha.
And DH. That's my primary.
Yeah, I would love if shortstop was more consistent offensively. Mm. I would love if third base was. We know third base is an issue league wide.
Yeah, has Swanson
when it comes to offensive production.
Has Swanson gotten to the point where he's just so good defensively that you let the slumps go?
I mean, it's the combination of the paycheck and knowing who he is and what you've resigned yourself to. I think they probably hoped his offense would be a little more consistent the last 2 years.
It should be.
But that just hasn't been the case. So how are you building around it then becomes the question. And that's why right field is so important. Why I don't think you can get away with just being like, oh, we want to improve pitching. Coming up next, you're on Raheemy Harrison Grody. It is time to look at the tape with our guy, Tim Jenkins. All things QB on YouTube. You love his breakdowns. Let's do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.